The French Reformed Church. Close to the big church of St. Nicholas is a small church that is a bit like an antique temple, the French Reformed Church. The name already tells you something about the first congregation, which were people from France, and something about their wish to give church life a new shape. In short, to reform it. 300 years ago, they could only do their way of praying and singing in secret, which is why they were looking for new places to live. So they left their homes in France and came the long way to Potsdam. Here, people were happy to welcome skilled craftsmen and new families, and also their way of worship was appreciated. The elector was tolerant, which means he let people believe what they deemed right. His grandson, King Friedrich II, reigned in the same way and gave the French Reformed congregation their own church, the one we're standing in front of just now. Welcome. Enjoy your stay with us. Bienvenue. Bon séjour parmi nous. The church isn't always open, so we'll take our time to take a good look around the outside of the almost round church building. And I will tell you about the inside of the church. Inside and outside, we have this special shape. Not a rectangle like most spaces we know, but elliptic, almost round. And it is spacious and bright. There is a table in the middle on which the open Bible lies, surrounded by a circle of chairs. A lot of light can enter through the tall windows. The stone floor is warm, so you could walk barefoot on it. The walls surround you in pink, and when you look up into the dome, there are beams of radiant yellow. And all the way up, right in the middle, the sun itself beams back at you. Church can be so simple and beautiful. But wait, is this even a church? Where's the cross? Where's the baptistry? Or at least a painting. In the tradition of the Huguenots, as the French religious refugees were called, none of these things matter. Their church is very plain. Only the Word of God, which is the Bible, is on the table in the middle, and everyone congregates around it. That's enough. By now, you've probably circled around the church. Did you notice anything else? You probably saw the two female statues left and right to the entrance. They're really pretty big. On the right, you see a woman holding children in her arm and by the hand. That one is called Love. Can you imagine why she is called that? And what is the statue on the left holding in her hands? Can you make it out? Exactly. An anchor and a dove. We need an anchor to not be blown away by the wind on water. The dove is the symbol for a new start. There is a nice story in the Bible that involves a dove. Noah sends the dove from his boat, the ark, to look for land, and it really finds land. The dove brings Noah an olive branch as proof. The left statue holds these two symbols, the anchor for safe grounds and the dove for a new start. That's why she is called Hope. So hope and love, these feelings that connect us all, meet you when you look at the entrance. There's a text in the second part of the Bible, the New Testament, which says, "So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love." Are you asking yourself whether faith is portrayed somewhere as well? Where? Have a look at the triangle up top in the gable, above the four columns, the tympanum. Between strong beams, you can make out Hebrew signs. God's name is written there as a tetragrammaton. It's a word that consists only of consonants, like a secret code, too holy to sound out. You see, even a small temple is full of stories. Que la bénédiction de Dieu soit avec toi. May you be blessed, And please come back.